All right, it is 8:24 from WXRO. Jennifer joining us this morning. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning.
Now, okay, now Jennifer, you, your mom and dad are still married?
Yes.
Okay. So, have you ever been at home and your mom will talk to your dad, and it seems like your dad doesn't hear a word that she says?
Oh yeah.
And sometimes it can go the other way where the guy's talking and the woman doesn't hear anything. There's a new study out of England. And yes, indeed, both men and women do tune out words they subconsciously don't find relevant to their lives. For
okay.
For the study, the researchers picked typical male words like beer and football.
Oh, I'll pay attention to that.
And stereotypical female words like chocolate and shopping. Then they had men and women listen to a conversation and report on what they heard. Men were more likely to remember the parts that featured male words, and women were more likely to remember parts that featured female words. So selective hearing is something that we all have.
Okay.
How is chocolate a female word?
I don't know. Chocolate, in my book, is a male word.
I think that extends beyond gender, myself.
Mike, it happened again this weekend, and I am 100% guilty. I was in the kitchen. I had either the football game on or the pregame on or something like that. And I was doing stuff, getting lunch ready.
Making spam.
I was not making spam because we had pancakes and sausages on Sunday.
A little breakfast for lunch.
And my daughter was talking to me. And I didn't say anything. And also she's like, Dad! Dad! And I'm like, what? And finally she caught my attention after two dads. Because I was completely tuned out to everything that was being said to me.
She's just got
to
be more interesting then.
You know what?
My dad does that to me, though, a lot, too.
What, you're not paying attention?
No, he doesn't pay attention to what I say.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So a lot of times I'll be like, oh, did you pay attention to what I said? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what did I just say?
Yeah.
So I catch him a lot with that.
But the thing is, in this study, it's both men and women. Now, I don't know, is your mom better at paying attention to what's being said?
I think so.
I think my wife is better, too. I think because my wife hears everything. You know, it's not, sometimes she just has chosen not to respond to some stupid thing that I've said. So she is listening, she just doesn't want to respond to it.
I think they just handle it differently. You know, they handle it better. If you say something and your wife's not listening, 9 times out of 10, she'll turn that back on you.
Right.
I'm thinking. Yeah.
And oh, sometimes she just hears things you don't even say.
Whereas if you say something, or if she says something and you're not listening, you're like the biggest heel in the world.
Right, because you're not listening to her conversation.
Well, but now we know the answer. When they're like, did you hear what I just said? You just say, yep, beer, football, shopping.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with that word. So what are we looking at here, Jennifer? We have a little sloppy weather around here, but I know that the temperatures are going to continue to warm at least a little more.
Yeah, so it looks like we'll see a high getting up right around 43 this afternoon. Overcast skies, and we do have a chance for some scattered showers rolling through the area. Mostly cloudy tonight. Still a chance for an isolated shower, and temperatures holding rather steady, actually, in the upper 30s. Then for tomorrow, temperatures holding steady in the lower 40s. Pretty mild here for this afternoon and tomorrow. We'll see mostly cloudy skies, a chance for an isolated shower, and pretty breezy at times. Then by Wednesday night, we'll see those chances for some rain showers changing to snow. As we cool off below freezing, we'll see overnight lows here Wednesday night to Thursday into the mid-20s. Thursday, we're going to be seeing temperatures holding rather steady in the mid-20s, right around 25 with partial sunshine. Cooler on Friday, a blend of clouds and sun, a slight chance for some snow, and a high right around 18. And not too much of a difference here for your Saturday with a mixture of clouds and sun, a slight chance for some snow, and a high right around 16. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
All right, thanks, Jennifer. We'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds great, guys.
There she is, Jennifer, with a look at the weather forecast. We're at Wise Guys Auto. You said before, Dave, I think you said that you'll eat just about anything, right?
You bet.
So there is really, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is.
Well, let's not get crazy. You know, like, let's just use food, for example. Like, I won't go beyond that.
You won't be going beyond food.
Right.
When you go to different countries, they enjoy stuff here that we probably would find kind of gross.
Right. I don't think I could do the whole fear factor thing, like shove a bunch of bugs in my mouth or anything.
Right.
You know, like, let's keep it real.
But if it's food, you could eat it.
Right.
Japan is debuting a new flavor of Cheetos.
Okay.
Yeah. The new flavor of Cheetos is milky cream stew Cheetos.
Well, it's got to be good if they're making it, right? It's worth a shot.
And then you, the whole day, your fingers have milky cream stew residue on them.
Yeah. Yeah, it debuted yesterday in Japan. The bag even shows the yellowish Cheetos and a bowl of white creamy stew with broccoli and carrots floating around in it.
Interesting.
No word out on whether or not we're going to be getting the milky creamy stew flavored Cheetos here in America, but do we really want them?
I will never question the flavor of snack food again. After I ate chicken and waffles, potato chips, I thought, what is this, chicken? Oh. Have you had those yet, Dave?
Yeah, I nailed it.
Yeah, you can't put it. You literally, the bag is gone when you start
right.
eating them.
They're, really they're that good. Good.
Yeah, once you pop, you can't stop on those suckers.
They're really, really good.
I have not tried them. Oh, now, I just did pick up a bag of chips like last week or the week before. I bought the cheesy garlic bread, potato chips. I haven't opened them yet. And then there was another new flavor out there, like a pico de gallo. Potato chip?
Yeah, I haven't had that one. I had the cheesy garlic bread is really good, too, but the chicken and waffles is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I love all the weird flavors, like the dill pickle. Oh, man. Or like the garlic and onion or whatever. I mean, it's excellent.
Doritos has come out with a lot of unique flavors over the years. And it seems like every time I find one that I really, really like, that's the one that gets discontinued.
Late night cheeseburger.
Yeah. They were doing a combination. They were doing the combination chips for a while. What do they call them? It wasn't combos because that's a different food, but they had like half a bag of nacho cheese and then half a bag of Cool Ranch. You know what I'm talking about.
It's like leftover chips. It's like, put the end of the batch in here and the other batch in there.
That's perfect.
We'll sell these.
Because there was a mixture that was really good because they had the taco flavored with something else. And I'm one of those people that when it comes to taco flavored Doritos, they're okay, but they can quickly get sickening. Taco is one flavor that can really get sickening for me.
That was like the original flavor.
That was the original flavor.
You got to eat it with taco dip.
See, not probably true.
Yeah. Bingo, problem solved.
But they had the taco flavored chips with another flavored chip, and I don't remember what it was, but the two flavors work so well together. I found myself digging in the bag. You know, like I got one taco chip, and I can't find the other flavor because I had to eat them together when I ate those chips. Oh, boy. Bill and I, Bill's a better eater than I am. You're
better eater than a lot of people.
You're probably the best because there's nothing you'll turn out. Because you'll eat liverwurst, right?
Right. You bet. A little bit of raw onion on there. Oh, man. The other day I was out at Club 60, Harold and Laurie's Club 60 out there. And Harold, he was talking. It was earlier in the fall. He was saying, you ever just have, like, radishes? You really like radishes? And I said, yeah, I love radishes. He's like, well, I do this thing. Sometimes you come in, you got all these radishes out of the garden. You got to find creative ways. He says, how about a radish sandwich? I was like, heck yeah, radish sandwich. So he takes a bun, puts a bunch of butter all over it, piles up, doesn't cut up the radishes. I mean, we're talking whole radishes.
Yeah. Wow.
He's serious. Yeah. He just lays them on there, a little bit of salt, another bun on there, radish sandwich.
Oh,
I'm talking.
That sounds good. That I would eat. I love radishes.
No, I couldn't do that.
And then just have like a couple of Prilosecs or some Tums or whatever.
I made. You were talking about. We were talking off air about Olive Garden. I made Olive Garden salad last night. You know, but I always put spinach in mine.
Yeah.
And then the red onions and the pepperoncinis, and then the dressing had a leftover pork chop. Cut that bad boy up with some barbecue sauce. Got myself a big old hoagie bun. Mm-hmm. That's good eating, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
That is good eating. Not as good as Spam, but close. And now you got an emergency can of Spam.
Yep, I'm going to save this thing. I don't think there's an expiration date on these, really.
No, I don't think Spam ever expires.
Oh, best if eaten by October 2026. Well, we got some time.
You got a little time to work on that, yeah.
Dave is, of course, the owner and the proprietor here of Wise Guys Auto. And right now, if somebody wants to call up, make an oil change appointment, or has got a vehicle problem, they can call you, right?
Yeah, you bet. Just give us a call. The schedule's, you know, pretty full, but oil changes and stuff like that, or tire repairs and things, I like to kind of leave it with some holes in the schedule so you can fit people in when they really need something. I mean, obviously, big repairs and stuff, I schedule out a little bit, but, you know, your little things, your little here-and-there repairs, I like to try to keep it within a couple days.
All right, what number do they call?
920 623 9905.
They're easy to find. They're on Water Street, which is the street that the Columbus Antique Mall is on. So it's right off of Highway 73. I mean, right when you cross the train tracks coming from Beaver Dam, just take a left right there on Church Street, and you'll see Wise Guys Auto. They're like I said, just down the street from Columbus Antique Mall. We'll have more of the morning show coming up next on 95.3.
Naughty or nice? Find out next with Rick and Bill on the WXRO Morning Show.